Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Ease Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access 24/7, 365 to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. We got trolling and rolling with our man Martin Weiss, Fox Sports Radio's weekend host. That's at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked for that. But until then, we're going to go back to the NFL, Rob. And Micah Parsons, who has the popular podcast called The Edge, was talking about his teammate Dak Prescott recently. And here's what he said, Rob.
I think that Dak Prescott should be in the MVP conversation. If you're looking at numbers, what he's able to do, his efficiency, Dak Prescott is playing at elite level. He needs to be talked about more, not less. We should open our eyes. Open your eyes, people. Dak Prescott should be in the MVP conversation, and I think he will prove that leading out to the end of this year and winning some big games and leading us to the playoffs.
Rob, I do agree for the most part with Micah Parsons. I don't know if he'll prove it. You know, we'll see. But right now, he should be in the conversation. I don't mean at the top. I don't mean the favorite. But he should be in the conversation. Right now, Rob, he is 11th. All right, 11th in the odds on DraftKings to win the MVP. Behind a man we've been talking about a lot this show, Josh Allen. Now, he's behind, actually tied with Josh Allen, it looks like. But behind Brock Purdy, behind Joe Burrow, whose team is in danger of missing the playoffs. Christian McCaffrey's behind him. C.J. Stroud, whose team is 5-4. And I look at it, Rob, and Dak Prescott, the Cowboys are 6-3. Dak's numbers are near the top of the league. His numbers, passer ratings, he's top five. Yard touchdowns, he's got 17. That's top five. Only 6 interceptions. People wanted to see him fix that. He fixed it. Throwing for 270 yards a game, nearly 270, 268. Top 10 in that, top 7 or whatever. He's having a good year. And when I look at the leaders, Rob, I'm trying to figure out why he's not even like remotely in the conversation. And people are shocked that you even say he should be. When I look at the guys that are kind of the leaders, the Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, even Joe Burrow, I think the perception, Rob, is that those guys lead their, like they're the reason their teams win. And Dak, that's not the perception about him. It may be, oh, he played well, he's a big part of it. But the perception is those guys lead their teams to wins, and Dak just plays well, but the defense leads them, or whatever else it may be. That I think that's part of it. And secondly, Rob, I think that being the Cowboys quarterback, while it helps him in a lot of ways, it's giving him more celebrity and, you know, status than he otherwise would have. Being that a guy that's never even gotten to a Super Bowl, you know, and isn't viewed as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, I think in this case it hurts him because everyone focuses, every Cowboys game is a big one because Jerry Jones talks so much and Micah's talking like they're America's team. So every game is huge. And when they pummel these tomato cans, people, you know, okay, fine. But then they got destroyed when everybody's watching because it's the Cowboys. It was a huge game, and they got destroyed by San Francisco. And Dak played poorly. And then they lose. He played well, but they still lost to Philadelphia. So I think the fact that there's such a heightened focus on the Cowboys that when he has a bad game, because all the leaders have had bad games, but when he has a bad game, there's more of a focus on it, especially when they got destroyed in that game. And then they lost a big game, not a big game, but lost to Arizona. And again, because it was the Cowboys, it's a big game. So those are why I don't think he should be leading by any stretch, but I think he should be fifth, sixth, somewhere around there. And the fact that he's not even like a whisper is interesting to me, Rob, because all the other guys, all the other teams that are 6-3 or above, the quarterbacks that aren't mentioned, Kenny Pickett, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, we know why they're not mentioned in it. Their stats aren't close to Dak Prescott's. But his numbers are good, but he's still not in the hunt.
Yeah, I'm with the hunt. Him being out of the hunt, I don't think he's an MVP candidate at all. I think, you know, you've heard me call Matthew Stafford over the years Stat Padford. I'm going to call Dak Padford because he's padded his stats. And I'm not mad at him, Chris. I'm not mad at him for piling up on these bad teams. They beat the Giants twice, the Jets, the Patriots, the Rams, and then they beat the Chargers. Those are the teams that they beat. And so when you look at it, you can look at just stats, and that's why no one has them up there because it's not just a stat-driven no matter what. Oh, well, you just put up these numbers. It is about quality of opponents. It's about winning other games. It's like not wetting the bed in the moments that you've been waiting for. Those are the things that are holding Dak Padford back, not being a Cowboys quarterback, because we've seen him wet the bed too often in some of these games. And this year, the Giants just got awful. Twice they beat them. The Jets, awful. The Patriots can't score, awful.
The Jets haven't been awful defensively.
They were.
And they've actually played really well against some of the top quarterbacks in the league.
I'm just saying, but the Jets. Well, I mean, they gave up. I know everybody likes their defense, but who'd they lose to the Chargers recently? What'd they give up, 27 or 28 points? I mean, they're not shutting people out. My point is that
I disagree with the Jets.
All right, I'm just saying
play well against these top guys.
Okay, but my point is that these bad teams he's feasted on, and you're not going to win an MVP that way, and that's why he's not at the top. It has nothing to do with the Cowboys. It's that people are going to look at
it. Well, nobody says he should be at the top, though. You don't even think he should be a mention?
Well, if you're 11th, then no, you're not even. That's not really a mention.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
he shouldn't be.
Fifth,
no, that's where
sixth,
he belongs.
Somewhere around there?
Nah, he belongs.
All right.
I don't have one iota, one scintilla, one millimeter, Chris, one inch to say that Dak Prescott, I thought at all that he should be mentioned for MVP this year. Like zero, nothing. I cannot even form the words out of my mouth that he's the MVP or should be running for it. So I, me and you, so, don't okay. see the same. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, because you got to give me some facts. Philadelphia, they lost. He played well, 374 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. The Rams, decent team, 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, a pick. Chargers, playoff team, that's, you know, they're in the hunt for the playoffs.
Are they?
Completed
four,
70,
five,
yeah.
4-5. They just,
yeah,
can't,
that's
they just
in the
gave
hunt,
up 500
really.
Yards to the Lions.
That's in the hunt. And the Lions are a legit team. But he completed 70% of his passes, 272 yards, and a touchdown, no picks against them. The Jets, who Patrick Mahomes struggled against. Josh Allen has struggled against.
Chris, are they a good team, yes
30,
or no?
They're a good defense. And that's
no, are they
facing.
A good team
he's
is what facing. I asked you.
They're 4-5.
Are
they
a good
team? In the hunt? They're decent.
They
their defense
team?
Is really good.
Are they
and
a good
that,
team? It's a simple
told,
answer, yes or no.
That,
yes or no. Are they a good team?
Dak Prescott, 255
are they a good
yards,
team?
Two touchdowns. I answered your question.
No, you
they
didn't.
Got a really good defense, and they're a decent team. They're
he's
in the
he's not the MVP, Chris. You
I
can read the stats
the
up and down. You
I didn't
can make
say
your case.
MVP.
I'm telling you that people don't view him as an MVP because there have been those bad games. And when you pile up on the Giants and some of these other teams, you want to call the Rams a good team? Call them a good team. You want to call the Chargers a good team? Call them a good team. Look at the teams that they've beaten. Who has a winning record out of those six teams? Nobody.
You like I said,
nobody.
I gave you the numbers.
I just gave you the numbers. Nobody.
The New York. All I'm saying is he should be in the discussion. Josh Allen should be higher than him.
Chris, name the winning team that he beat this year. Can you name
he
that?
He hasn't beat. I don't know
okay.
that he's beaten right. a winning team.
Okay, that's all. Okay.
But that doesn't mean he's not having a good season.
The MVP in the league is going to be a guy who went through the year and didn't beat a team over 500. That's going
to
be your MVP?
He's going to
no,
have to
that's
beat
why
some
he's not in the conversation. That's why he's not in the conversation.
He's going to have to beat some teams over 500. The New York Jets made Patrick Mahomes struggle. They made Josh Allen struggle. They beat Jalen Hurts. And he wrecked shop against the Jets. So he should be in the discussion on the periphery, but he should be in the discussion around 5-6, and I'm shocked that he's not. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Why do you think Dak Prescott is not in the MVP conversation, and should he be? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have.
Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks draft fantasy, I'm sorry, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100. And use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Simple question. Should Dak Prescott be in the MVP conversation? And why isn't he? Your thoughts, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
All right, let's start with Q in Houston. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Q?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
My vote is a resounding no. Reason being, he hasn't beaten anybody of relevance. He never does. Every time it's a big game, he folds. It's a deer in headlights. Now, we have a quarterback down here in Houston. First year, he's beaten three teams with winning records on the road, come from behind. And to me, he should be up there way before Dak. Dak's been in the league 9 years. I haven't had nothing to show for it but a big contract.
Is Tua in the conversation?
Not to me.
Okay.
He fell out of the conversation. He has.
He's in the conversation. He's fourth in the odds. He hadn't beaten anybody. He hadn't beaten anybody.
The only thing that they're still hanging on, and I get it, he scored 70, put up 70 points, which we haven't seen in a gazillion years in the NFL. I'm just saying, but that's why that there's some people who have looked at that. But I don't think he's in the conversation anymore.
Dallas has played two good teams. They lost to him, but they really only played two good teams record-wise all year.
Right, and they lost to Arizona too, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they've beaten a bunch of tomato cans and lost to a bad team in Arizona. So they've only played two good teams, but those are two of the best teams in the league, and they've lost to them.
Tim, Chili Tim in Atlanta, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Yo, what up, Rob? What up, Nuke?
What's up, Nuke? How you doing, man?
Good. I had to see, check, make sure this is not Worship Wednesday, because Rob Parker is preaching tonight, man. I don't know.
He preaching heresy.
That's
Get
right.
Get him out of the pulpit.
Hey, Rob, you need to pass that offering plate, but now don't take the money and go to Magic City when you get it there.
Yes. Well, they need to go to college, too. You know what I'm saying, Tim? I'm just saying.
But two quick points, man. First of all, Michael Parsons need to, level up and at least let Myles Garrett see him in his rearview mirror. I mean, he's so worried about Dak Prescott. Level your game up, bro.
Yeah,
you know, get your game up and get off of that. And then, two, I think people feel like Dak Prescott. We've seen this movie before, Chris, for the last 3 or 4 years. He does this every year. He goes to tomato cans. He puts up the numbers. But in winning, you know, when it comes to winning teams, he just never shows up. And I think people just kind of got that effect, he's just doing what he always does. So I don't think anybody really takes him seriously until he really shows us that he can really beat some winning teams. And until he does that, it's going to be the same old story that we've been seeing for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I think they're holding that against him. Last year he beat some good teams, you know, but people still don't give him that credit. He beat Philadelphia, he beat Tennessee. You know, but that is the perception. He beat Minnesota, you know, but that perception is out there for sure. So, like I said, I'm not saying he should be the leader, but I do think he should be on the periphery of the conversation of that top five-ish. He's not even close.
So instead of last place, he should be next to last. Is that what you're saying?
No, there's a big difference between 11th and 5th or 6th.
877-99 on Fox. Brandon in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. Man, all y'all have valid arguments, man. This is something that can go a lot of different ways. And I don't think he should be really within the top 8 or 9, you know, in MVP conversation. Even though I agree with a lot of what Chris said, all those stats are valid. Other than a few, maybe 2 or 3 games, he's among the best in the league. But what I think is the reason I don't have him that valuable is because of the team that he plays with is just so good. The system is so good, and it's just so set that, you know, I think anybody that has above average quarterback play is going to do pretty well and probably get them to the playoffs. I mean, we watched Cooper Rush last year go 4-1 with them. They only lost to the Eagles. So I don't, you know, I mean, guys.
Now he wasn't putting up numbers like Dak is right now.
Well, no, but they'll still win. You know, they'll still get the W's. So, no, he's not going to put up 300 yards, 3 or 4 touchdowns, but they're still going to get those wins.
Brock Purdy is 7th. They got 2. McCaffrey 6th in the odds. And everybody says Purdy's playing with a stacked team. Jalen Hurts is playing with a stacked team.
Yeah, so I guess 7, 8, 9. You know, I guess I couldn't put him no better than that. I wouldn't put him 7, but 8 or 9, I guess. But I definitely wouldn't have him 6.
I think part of it too,
Rob, is that, again, nobody is pulling away. You can't name a quarterback that's having, a season where they're just running away with it. Even Mahomes, who's 1. I think that's a projection on him because people are expecting him to open it up. But nobody's running away, so it's open. It's definitely wide open at this point.
You think Dak will win the MVP? What
do I think he will? No, yeah. And I haven't said he will. I haven't said he should.
I asked you a question.
I'm just saying I think he should be in. No.
Okay.
I don't think he will.
Just ask. 877-99 on Fox. If anybody else wanted to jump in. All right.
Who's your leader right now? Because we talked last week about the Athletics article about Lamar.
Lamar
can't be the leader, right? He's your leader?
He had a bad game. Yep. He had a fluke touchdown that lost him the game.
Everybody gets a fluke touchdown. You can say that about a lot of quarterbacks.
It bounced off four people.
He's got 10 touchdowns.
It bounced off four people, and
he's got 10 passing touchdowns.
Okay. I'm not all into – I'm about winning, beating good teams.
You ain't about winning. Dak Prescott's won six games.
No, he hasn't beaten
any
love.
Brock Purdy's won six games. You ain't giving him any love.
No, he lost three in a row. Yes, and played poorly in those games. Three in a row.
And Lamar's played poorly, too.
He's lost three in a row?
Not three in a row, but he's played poorly.
Okay.
He's got 10 passing touchdowns.
That's fine. How many rushing touchdowns?
Five.
They got the second best. They have the second best offense in the league. Okay.
Right.
So he's running. Is he running that offense or not?
Oh, so that's what we on?
No, I'm just asking. Is he running that?
No.
Offense?
Yeah, he's the quarterback. That's why
the GMs, when they did a poll about it,
I bet
they had
you wouldn't
him
be a top right now.
Okay.
That was before they lost that game.
So you think everybody jumped off the ship because he lost the game?
No, I think he's still in the hunt, but I don't think he'd be number one.
So who's number one for you?
At this point, I go with Jalen Hurts. But it's close. Like I said, it's wide open, but I would say Jalen right now. Jalen's got like 22 touchdowns total, seven more than Lamar. You know, so it's all close in there. And Baltimore's actually got the fifth best scoring offense right behind San Francisco. Brock Purdy runs that offense. So I guess by your logic, he should be right there. Right?
My logic is he should be number one by my logic.
No, but you said Lamar should be number one because he runs an offense that's fifth best in the league. Dallas actually has the second best offense. Who runs that? Rob, who runs the offense in Dallas?
Yeah, against bad teams.
They got the second best offense in the league.
That's why he's 11th or what, 9th, whatever list you have. That's why. That's not my list. That's why he's on that list.
No, but
Chris,
you said your logic for Lamar was they got the best offense in the league.
The Ravens have the second highest scoring offense in the league.
No, they
270
don't. They got
points.
Rob, you got to look at average per game. They got the fifth, which is good, but they're the fifth scoring offense. San Francisco's fourth, Dallas is second. So that's that. All right, Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, Chris Broussard. It is happening right now. And just in case this is the first time somebody's tuned in for this illustrious segment, I'll break it down for them real quick. If you guys like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hit a troll sound.
Oh, man. Hate, 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 hate.
Now, Chris Broussard, I know this is one of your guys. Russell Wilson has been playing the best ball of his Denver career this season. And while yesterday was not exactly the prettiest, he did get the job done. Last year, it looked like Russ might have been cooked instead of doing the cooking. This year, not so much. Chris, trolling or rolling, Sean Payton deserves more credit for how Russ is playing right now.
More credit. I'll roll with that.
They see me rolling.
I don't know what more credit necessarily means, but Russ gets a ton of credit for bouncing back. But I got to give Sean Payton some credit. He's changed, you know, he's not letting him cook like Russ wanted to when he first got to Denver and struggled. He's going more to what they did in Seattle, where they're running the ball a lot. He's not throwing. You know, he throws deep. Obviously, he's a great deep ball passer, but he's also doing a lot of short dinking and dunking stuff. So I'll give Sean Payton, who's these last few weeks has done a very, very good job coaching this team, including Russell Wilson.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
That wasn't
a
dink or dunk that got the pass interference
hey.
That set up the game-winning field goal last night. He had to throw the ball down, get rid of it with the blitz coming to make it happen, to give his team a chance and put it up so that there could be a chance of a pass interference, which is what they got. I don't. Russ was just awful last year. I don't know what that was all about. He had to play better. I don't care who the coach was. He was going to play better than he played a year ago.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Jimbo Fisher, right now, he's got my dream job. Unemployed with a guaranteed contract. But the issue of who will coach Texas A&M football still remains. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, the most popular coach in pretty much all of football, shot reporters down when they asked if he was potentially interested in the job. But, Chris, I ask you, trolling or rolling, Deion should stay and build a contender for years to come at Colorado.
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I do think he should stay next year, assuming his son stay. He's coached them at every level. He's obviously wanted to coach them up until, you know, the NFL. So I get him staying for another year. And let's see what he can do with Colorado when he gets some more guys out of the transfer portal and things like that. But for the long term, once his sons are gone, if a Texas A&M or some other top program comes calling with a better offer, then by all means, he should look at it and move on if it's a great offer at a great situation. So I'm down with staying at least one more year to coach his sons, but he don't have to stay there long term.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
If there's a better opportunity that comes along, he should look at it and do what's best for him. He doesn't owe Colorado anything. He doesn't owe anyone anything. Just himself and his family, and to make himself happy and to go for his goals and his dreams. And if that means leaving Colorado after 2 or 3 years, he should leave. People were mad he left at the HBCU and all that, and he left everybody. No. Deion should do what makes him happy. And if it's staying there, good for him. If it's bouncing, good for him.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Former number one overall pick Zion Williamson seemed frustrated yesterday, saying he's having a little trouble buying into the program. Quote, right now, it's tough right now because I said I'm taking a little bit of a backseat. I'm trusting the process. End quote. Chris, trolling or rolling, Zion's struggle to, quote, buy in.
I'm trolling now.
Oh, man. Hey.
Dude, it's the first year you're healthy. All right? And you still haven't played every game. All right? And now I get he being frustrated with a 4-6 record. All right? But he can't come in first year you're playing, you know, every game essentially, not even literally, and start complaining. Play with your teammates. Work things out. Don't let a slow team start, you know, make you start mouthing off and all that stuff. He's playing fine. He's one of their leading scorers, 21 points a game. I'd like to see him rebound better. How about that? You jump out of the gym, you're big-bodied, and you can only give me 6.5 rebounds a game? So I think Zion's got things he can improve on. Doesn't shoot the three at all. Because he can't. But he should. You right, Rob. All these years, when you're injured, you should have been working on that.
Right. I'm shocked.
He just got issues that he needs to clean up. He's not to the point where, you know, he can start making everybody else the scapegoat.
Yeah, Chris, you trolled this, didn't you?
Yeah, I trolled it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be on your page, too. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I don't know. I mean, I have such high expectations for Zion. And it's funny how, you know, with all these new kids on the block and these other players, Chris, you don't even talk about them.
No, you're right.
Like, seriously.
It's almost really, like yesterday's news.
Like that quickly? We're talking about Wemby. We've moved on from Zion. I'm not seriously, but I'm flabbergasted by it. Just from what he was supposed to be, and when he was healthy, Chris, and when he played, he was unstoppable. When he played, unstoppable. And now we don't even talk about him. When's the last time we had a Zion segment on the Odd Couple?
It wouldn't have been after January 2nd because that's when he strained his hamstring and then proceeded to miss the rest of last season. Rob Parker.
No, but we just haven't talked about him, and I'm
just
saying.
Yeah, that's where I, look, he's 21.6 rebounds a game. He's playing all right.
Yeah, but there's no conversation dialogue about him, Chris. That's my point. He is playing fine.
They're blasting Dallas tonight. If they start when he's playing fine, you know, he's 9 points. He's a very good player. He's still, I don't know if he'll be, you know, the superstar. He'll be a star, I think. I mean,
but I don't know. That's my point, Chris. That's my point. That ship may have sailed. Martin, I'm sorry for your home team.
I'm not ready to say that. But like I said, he's got today's game. He needs to work on his three, and he should rebound better. He should rebound the ball better, Rob. That's
look,
where you at
Rob,
on
that train left, Rob? That train left 25 minutes ago. That's where I'm at on him. That train been gone.
Zion,
voyage, the
so
ship
where are you?
Has
so
sailed.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Give us stop the cliches and tell us what that means.
I mean. I don't know. I'm not thinking that he'll be. I don't think that he'll be able to withstand an 82 game season just off of his body type. Like,
well, that's
I know
the
that,
question.
Like,
okay.
So, and if you can't, Chris, if you can't play 82 games, or if you can't even give me 70 some games, you can't play.
Well, I mean,
you know,
right now he's playing. I mean, we all know that if he can't stay healthy, he's not going to be anything. But right now he's healthy and he's playing the biggest minutes of his career.
Oh, what the hell it lasts? Like, he was healthy this time last year, too. Then, as soon as the new year came around, pulled a hand.
So, you're not critiquing his game. You're just saying he ain't going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And that, look, maybe that's the case.
And maybe that's just a part of
certainly
his
if he's not healthy,
his
right.
resume, Chris, and his dialogue. You know what I mean? That's always going to be a thing until he proves or he plays a number of years without it being an issue.
That's fair.
Guys, Chris.
What?
It's the story for a lot of guys. Guys can't stay healthy, and all of a sudden, you know, careers end. Everybody's LeBron.
I think this last offseason is the first one he really put in some serious work. Now, I don't know if he'll play 70 games or not. I hope so. But I think that there's a reason he's come out and he's, you know, he's playing 30-something minutes a game. He's still only playing 31 minutes. I mean – but
I'll say this. If this is the first offseason that the number one overall pick put in some work, I got to trash talk him on a trash talking Tuesday. Put some work in.
He ain't
fella.
The first one. I mean, Ben Simmons injured again. He never worked on his J.
Now, Martin, can you share how much money you lost on the Lions on Sunday? Martin and I went to the Chargers-Lions game, and he said he bet the house on the Lions.
The Lions won.
Well, it was a push. It was 3-3. It was, wasn't it a 3-point spread?
What I did, Chris, I did. First of all, I did a look-ahead bet because it was a pick-em on week 9 for week 10. It was a pick-em. Then I did a little state of Michigan parlay. Did Michigan money line, Detroit money line, and I took that one right to the window and said, thank you very much. I'll have another.
Oh, so you got ducats. Rob was trying to sun you and got sunned himself.
No, I mean, the way he made it out was that he put all his money on the Lions, and I just wanted, and that game was, I know he was sweating it out. That's all. It wasn't the game he thought it was going to be. That was my point.
Anytime a team can score 5 touchdowns in the second half and still lose, you know what we call that? A Brandon Staley special.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
there's no
you're
doubt
right
about that.
You're right about there's that. No all right, that's five. Our man Martin Weiss. Check him out every Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific?
We never miss it.
You got
the
it.
Martin and VJ show right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitchell gets it in up top to Kenneth Williams. To Holmgren, open. Snaps off an angle right three. Looks good. It is. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. So the rookie from Gonzaga splashes. He's making 51% of his trays this season. And the Thunder go back up eight.
All right. That was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are live, the Odd Couple from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob, this Spurs-Thunder game, let's just say it didn't live up to the billing. 120-82, Oklahoma City.
Why are we seeing games like this for the Spurs, Chris? Can you explain it to me? Why did
young. They're very young.
When they lose, they get mollywopped. I mean, how many games have they lost by 30?
They've had a ton of blowout game losses.
Am I right?
I will give you that. I think the way they play, it looks really random, the way they play. I do like the equal opportunity offense, the five-man, ball movement, a lot of player movement. Look, Wembanyama's getting up his shots. He's averaging about 17, 18 shots a game, so he's getting up his shots. But I think sometime they could get him the ball in better positions and stuff like that. But tonight he had 8 points, Rob, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks in 28 minutes. Chet Holmgren.
How does that guy have 8 points?
Yeah, he was 4-for-15, so he got his shots. Oh. He just missed them. Holmgren, 9 points, 7 rebounds. And a block. So neither of them was huge. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the big guy with 28 points, and he obviously is their best player in Oklahoma City. And now, Rob, the nightcap, the Clippers at the Nuggets, and obviously that's going to be a tough game for the Clippers. They've lost 5 straight, 4 with James Harden playing.
I'm picking the Clippers tonight.
You're taking with the points. What's the
win? I'll pick them. I'm picking them to win.
They ain't winning. You lose. You want to just give me the Venmo me the money? They ain't beat Denver. Denver's coming off a loss too. Denver coming off a loss to Houston, they're going to be ready. I think Denver.
No, they're struggling right now. This is the time you get them. They got blood in the water.
They're still 8-2. I think eight. They only got two losses. But where are you at on the Clippers? They're -67 in the four games with Harden on the court. When he's been on the court, they're -67. Rob G, do you have it when he's off the court? It's like a plus something, right? So he hasn't fit in yet. Obviously, it's early, but I'm not that optimistic at this point. It looks bad, and it looks like all four of these guys are uncomfortable. But where are you at on them? You think this thing is turning around?
Yeah, I think it'll turn around. There's too much talent on that team, and this is where coaching comes in. You got to figure it out. You got to make the right choices so that people get back to feeling where they feel comfortable, most comfortable, Chris. And that it's called coaching. I think there's too much talent for this team to be bad.
Yeah, they're -67 with Harden on the floor, +24 without him on the floor. So Ty Lue tried to stagger minutes the last game. He started all four of their stars and then took Westbrook and Paul George out early. And then, took Kawhi and Harden out and then put those two, Paul George and Westbrook, in. So he kind of tried to, there's been talk, and he did it, of giving each duo its own kind of unit. Didn't work. I mean, they were blasted no matter who they had on the floor. The end of the game, he did put all four of them in. Look, some egos. Guys are going to have to, Rob, just say, we don't care what our numbers are. We just got to win. And that means some of these guys doing small things that they don't have to usually do, that the role players usually do.
I get it. But it's sometimes, there's an old saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. Can't have everybody can't be that guy. You just can't be. It doesn't mean that talent won't win. Just got to figure it out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit. They all kind of do similar things. Not the same thing, but similar things. And so we'll see. But right now, it is not looking good for the Clippers. We'll see what they do tonight. All right. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. They bring fire. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.